now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Well, the Ava Bear sophomore running back who set all kinds of records as a freshman last year, Hunter Adams, we've received an injury update, and an MRI has confirmed that Hunter did tear his ACL meniscus, fractured his femur, and tore a muscle. Thoughts and prayers are going out to the Adams family and a speedy recover, Hunter. You're a great high school football player, and we look forward to seeing you back out on the field next year. Zizzers pull out a hard-fought 3-2 win over Glendale to move to 4-0 on the season. Goals by Joshua Ledger, Jack Rutledge, and Chase Larson is what kind of pushed the Zizzer soccer team over the top. Zizzer soccer will open Ozark Conference play Thursday at Camdenton. And congratulations to Alyssa Joyner, junior pitcher, and Bailey Miller, a junior catcher, on being named to the Morrisville softball all-tournament team. The Zizzers went 3-1 in the Morrisville tournament, placing fifth overall. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies softball team will be hosting an open tryout for any current enrolled student at MSU West Plains Saturday, September 3rd, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Hilburn Field at the West Plains City Sports Complex, which is adjacent to the high school parking lot. In case of rain, tryouts will be held in the clubhouse facility. Student athletes must provide proof of medical insurance and athletic physical. Waivers must be signed at the time of the tryout. For more information, you can contact team coordinator Ashley Cooley with any questions at 417-293-4146. St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds hooked up again last night. With more, here is your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And after the Cardinals won big in Game 1 in the series, the Cardinals managed only four hits and lost to the Reds 5-1 last night.
Reds really shut them down. The Cardinals just couldn't get anything going offensively. Dakota Hudson started out well but had a bad inning. Jake Woodford really did a very good job out of the Cardinals' bullpen. He went three-plus innings. He's gotten his ERA close to two, and very solid innings saved the Cardinals' bullpen.
Ricky, you mentioned a game one of the series. The idea is to win series, and the Cardinals will try to do that today behind Jose Quintana.
Quintana's been very good since being a Cardinal. He's had one bad game. He's had one so-so game, but the rest, good ones. He's a veteran guy. He's the right guy.
Mike Minor will pitch for the Reds, so Albert Pujols should be in there.
And it'll be the last game for Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati.
The Cardinals drop a 5-1 game to the Reds. The series is even at a game apiece. Quintana's on the mound today.
It's the Cardinals and the Reds again tonight. First pitch, 5:30, and you can catch it all on KUKU and KWPM. The West Plains Elks Lodge 20th Annual Harold Wilson Memorial Golf Classic will be held Saturday, September 17th. It's a two-person 18-hole scramble, and it'll take place at the North Terra Golf Course in West Plains. It's $150 per team, included in your entry fee, goodie bag, dinner at the lodge after the tournament, door prizes, and there'll also be contests on the course, longest putt, longest drive, and closest to the pin, along with other opportunities to win some cash and prizes. Tee time will be 11 a.m. Sign in starting at 9 a.m. So sign your team up for the West Plains Elk Lodge 20th Annual Harold Wilson Memorial Golf Classic at the North Terra Golf Course in West Plains. The MSU West Plains Lady Grizzly volleyball team will be traveling to Union, Missouri tonight for a game with East Central College. It'll all get started at 6:30. The Willow Springs Men's League annual two-person 18-hole scramble will be held Saturday, September 24th, with a tee time of 11 a.m. The cost is $20 for members and $30 for non-members. Carts are available for rent if needed. To sign up, go to the golf course, put your name down on the sheet, or just show up 9 a.m. on Saturday, September 24th. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.